The Business Hour with Cyril Viljoen on OFM.
You're listening to The Sound of Your Life. It is OFM and The Business Hour with me, Cyril Viljoen. Moshe Lichtenstein, he's a medical technology entrepreneur and also CEO and founder of 1/8 Innovation. Good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Cyril, to you and your listeners.
So tell us, Moshe, you know, what led you to venture into medical technology?
Thanks for the question, Cyril. So I studied a biomedical health sciences undergraduate, and I merged that with a business postgraduate. And really my goal was to impact healthcare through the combination of the two. You know, doctors play a specific role in patient-to-patient care, but what really lured me into the medical device and technology industry was the positive social impact that I could make on mass populations through innovative devices and technologies.
So how does entrepreneurship in the medical niche differ from other business alleys?
The entrepreneurship in the medical niche differs, I would say, in a number of areas. The first and foremost thing that I'd like to mention is that with medical devices, there is always a fundamental need. People, unfortunately, do get sick, and they are looking for innovations in order to heal or treat whatever disease or ailment that they may have. I think the key difference is that when introducing and incubating and trying to integrate a new medical device or technology, you really need to get the buy-in from both a B2C perspective, which is the consumer, to get interested within your device, but also from a B2B perspective, which is probably the most fundamental, is to ensure that you have good clinicians, good academics that are backing the science behind whatever device you're trying to bring into a specific region.
So do you think South African firms are capable of cooperating with global firms?
Definitely. The way I see it is that South Africa is the greatest landmark for medical devices. If we look at some of the global firms operating in the medical device arena, we see that their trajectory is focused more towards the bigger EU markets and the US markets, whereas South Africa is often neglected and Africa is often neglected. The benefit of South Africa specifically is that South Africa has a thriving public healthcare sector just because of the mass market that populates it. But at the same time, because of some of the gaps and inefficiencies that we find within the public health sector, we find that there's also a thriving private healthcare sector. And that really makes South Africa, although we're an emerging market, we're an emerging market with almost a first world infrastructure in order to incubate medical devices and technologies.
So Moshe, tell me, you know, if we look at cooperating globally, you know, what are the possible benefits of such cooperation?
So I think, the key benefit is always improved patient outcome. And really what we are trying to do at 1/8 Innovation through medical devices and technologies is to impact patient-centric care and to impact the outcome for patients. And by exploring all the different options that exist globally and bringing them to the African market, bringing them to the South African and African people, we're able to really impact patient lives. And that's really my key vision in terms of what we're trying to do. We are trying to accelerate healthcare innovation and accelerate the positive impact of healthcare through great advancements within medical devices and technologies on a global spectrum being brought into Southern Africa.
So what do you think the future looks like for South African medical technology, especially the market?
I think the future is really looking bright. If we just look at some of the trends within digital health, some of those during COVID-19, but also if we look at just some of the infrastructure, for example, entities like myself, 1/8 Innovation, we've brought in an absolute game changer of a device for chronic wounds, and we're really able to disrupt a very stagnant market with a game-changing device in order to heal people's chronic wounds. It's a device called Actigraft. This is just one example, and I'm just one example of one entity that's bringing real disruptive technologies into the healthcare space, and I think it's the start of great things because people are seeing more and more the market potential that exists within Southern Africa.
Moshe, thank you so much for your time. Good luck on your side, and thank you again, and you must have a great evening.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That was Moshe Lichtenstein, medical technology entrepreneur and also CEO and founder of 1/8 Innovation, that took time to speak to us right here on OFM, The Sound of Your Life.
The Business Hour with Cyril Viljoen on OFM.